Welcome, welcome. You're looking awfully good today. I love the outfit. It seems you're putting more effort into your appearance lately. That's a good thing. People who put effort into how they look tend to feel better about themselves. One would assume that looking good on the outside is for others, but I don't think people realize just how much that affects ourself and our self-esteem. For instance, you seem like you're lighter. You look more confident when you strolled in here. Part of that is because of your outfits. You look put together, and it's nice to see that change in you. It makes me seem like I'm underdressed for our session. That's not a bad thing. I quite like the changes I'm seeing in you. Enough rambling, though. How are you feeling today? Really? I'm glad to see a shift in the positive direction. I must admit, you've been making great progress. I've never had a client take to this treatment as well as you. You seem to be flourishing and connecting with your subconscious. Would you agree that those two parts of yourself seem to be working together? I'll make sure to note that. It's important to get all levels of your body and mind on the same page. It's the only way you'll be able to get relief from micromanaging literally everything. Did you happen to notice yourself giving up any more bits of control? That's okay. Not every day you're going to do something big or dramatic. That's perfectly fine. Every step, even the small ones, are steps in the right direction. Has anyone in your life made comments about your behavior or you seeking help? It's good to know that you have a strong support system. I bet they'll benefit too when you're more comfortable giving up so much control. How have your stress levels been? Making a note of that too. I will say, if you are nervous or anxious, that's usually a sign that you're onto something. My therapist once told me that anxiety and excitement are the same feeling. It's just the tone of which they appear. It didn't work for me, but it might work for you. She said you simply rephrase what you're feeling. Maybe instead of saying, "I am scared to give up control," you could rephrase it to, "I'm excited to give up control." I know. It might seem silly, but sometimes something as simple as that is enough to get our subconscious excited about something that we really don't want to do. A tonal shift is all our brains need sometimes. But that's not what we're here for today. It's to help you with your treatment. Do you want to continue it? So you feel like it is helping you, right? That's wonderful to hear. All I want is for you to be able to live your life easier. I want to see you succeed. I'm really, really proud of you and how far you've come in such a short amount of time. That might seem odd to say since we haven't known each other for super long, but you're doing everything in your power to help yourself. That's admirable. So, now that I'm done saying how proud I am of you, shall we start? I think you know this already, but close your eyes for me. Good. I want you to breathe with me. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. You feel your body already getting heavy. This feels comfortable. This feels safe. You know you can trust me and let go. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. That's it. Sink a bit deeper for me. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. two, three, and exhale, one, two, three. Feel yourself falling down deeper and deeper. Inhale, one, two, three, and exhale, one, two, three. That's it. Doing so good for me, yeah. Keep sinking. Feel the warmth envelop you the deeper you go. Feel your body relax the deeper you go. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. Tune everything out but my voice. My voice is the only light you need in this deep darkness that surrounds you. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. You aren't scared. You feel safe. You feel warm. You feel relaxed. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. You're so relaxed right now. My voice is the only thing in your mind. Your own thoughts leave your head to make room for my words. My words speak the truth about you. My words guide and help you. You love how they sound. Inhale, one, two, three. Now hold it. Exhale, one, two, three. You don't need to move anymore. You don't need to worry. You don't need to think. Dr. Lestrange is here. Dr. Lestrange will take care of you. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. You feel so calm. You feel at peace. You feel the warmth surrounding you. It feels so good. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. That's it. Good job. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. Sinking even deeper. Feeling so calm, so relaxed. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. You're so comfortable. Your body is heavy and your thoughts are hazy. You're happy like this. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. This is where you feel at peace. No more thoughts of control. No more stress. Nothing. There is just you and Dr. Lestrange. That's your entire world. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. That's all your world needs to be. One more time for me. Inhale, one, two, three. And hold it. And exhale, one, two, three. Good job. Impressing me again with just how quickly you sank for me, darling. It's so adorable how you fall for it every time. All helpless and precious to the transformation happening right under your very eyes. Yes, you are. Your subconscious is enjoying me, though. Did you do your homework, darling? I want pictures as proof from now on. You're going to send me a picture of yourself while you're masturbating so that I know that you're doing it properly. I can only work with you if you do as you're told. You want to be a good toy for me, don't you? That's what I thought, darling. Good dolls do as they're told. That means you're going to do your homework and send proof, right? Very good. It's not like I can just trust you at your word. You're so cute and sweet, but that doesn't mean you'll tell me the truth. At least, not yet. We still have a little bit to go before you're completely mindless and just my dolly. Today, we're doing something a little more intensive. You'll get to feel me for the first time, more than just my hand. You haven't earned something like my ass or pussy yet, but I'm willing to put my mouth on you to give you a glimpse of what you're missing, darling. I just know that you're having a hard time not thinking about me. Finding that I consume more and more of your daily thoughts. That's because you're doing what is right for you. Part of your self-care is giving up control to me. You don't know what to do with it. It's too overwhelming and it only frustrates you. But that's okay. That's why I'm here. Dr. Lestrange is here to fix it and make you her pretty little doll. That gets you so excited, doesn't it? So cute, darling. Next session, you'll wear something pretty and pink for me, won't you? Yeah? That's my doll. Now I can't wait until our next one. Oh. I want you to feel my mouth on you, toy. This is a rare treat, so don't expect it too often. I want to show you what you're missing out on. Oh. If I feel this good here, imagine what my other parts feel like. Oh. I know you're curious. You want to feel my pussy, taste my clit, your mouth watering the thought of me like that. You're to keep that want for Dr. Lestrange. I am your guide, your mentor, your helper, but most importantly, your master. Dolls do what master says. You are a doll. I am master. You do as I say. It's so simple, darling. I know you can handle it. This is what giving up control leads to. Doesn't this feel good? Aren't you enjoying how my mouth is working, you toy? Ah. That's what I thought. While I continue to taste, lick, suck, I want you to imagine I'm sucking all of your power, all your control into me. You're giving it to me willingly. You want this, remember? This was all your idea. Oh. Give me your control, darling. You don't need it anymore. You only need Dr. Lestrange. You're a happy and mindless doll. Giving up control is so easy for you. Submission is your happy place, doll. You blossom when you're told what to do. Thinking was always too much for you. Having power, having control, that only causes stress. It doesn't make you feel how my mouth makes you feel, does it? No, it doesn't. You like how my mouth feels better, don't you? Then you should keep being a mindless and obedient doll for me if you want to keep feeling good, right? That's my darling. So good for me. Letting my tongue circle around you. Oh, that's it. You're my toy to play with, darling. And I'm having so much fun tasting you on my lips. Watching pleasure dance across your face as you let out the softest moans. So beautiful for me, doll. Yes, you are. Taking it so well. That's my good doll. I'm so proud of how far you've come in such a short amount of time, darling. Oh, you're feeling good, aren't you? Yeah? That's good. But you're not going to come until I say so because you're a good doll for me. And good dolls always do what they're told. Good dolls don't ask for things. They take what they're given. Good dolls don't think. Good dolls are always grateful. You're a doll. You're my doll, darling. That's why you taste so good. I love circling you with my tongue, toy. You make the prettiest sounds. Why don't you make more for me? Oh, keep it up. You sound so lovely for your master. Ah, I'm taking my mouth so well, taking everything I give you so fucking well. You've come so far, doll. I'm so proud of you. Ah, I love how you feel in my mouth, but I adore how you taste. Doing so good for me, toy, taking it so well, even waiting for permission to come like a good, mindless toy. That's how it should be. You don't have control? No. Control was too much for you. You prefer being like this. Being an empty toy for Dr. Lestrange is what you were always supposed to be. You were meant for this doll. Tell me what you were meant for, darling. That's right. You were meant to be a toy. You weren't meant to be in control. You weren't meant to be in charge. That only causes you stress and unhappiness, doesn't it? Then say it. Say being in control makes you unhappy. Very good. Repeat it over and over again, darling. Don't fucking stop. I didn't say you could stop saying it, did I? No, I didn't. And you don't do anything without Master's permission, doll. Good job. Now I want you to repeat. Being submissive makes me happy. So good for me, darling. That's my obedient little doll. So mindless and happy, taking my mouth and enjoying the feeling. That's how it should be, toy. You're meant for the simple life. Isn't it so much better not thinking? So good for me, admitting the truth. That's my pretty doll. I'm giving you permission to come, darling. But right before you do, touch your pointer finger to the tip of your nose for me. You can do that, can't you? That's what I thought. That's your only job, doll. To touch your pointer finger to the tip of your nose and then come. Come on, you can do it. Be a good doll. Be a good doll for Dr. Lestrange and come. That's my good toy. You did so well for me. Touching your nose right before you came. That's going to help reinforce the link that we're creating. After all, you wouldn't be a proper toy without an on and off switch. Now, one more little thing before I bring you back up. You'll find that thinking is a bit harder for you. You can do it, but your thoughts are hazy. Everything that I say comes through crystal clear. You love everything I say. You trust everything I say. You know all I want is the best for you. I am your master after all. That means that thinking, it's no longer important. You don't have to do that for yourself anymore. Master will think for you and tell you what you can and can't do. Aren't you lucky? So far, you have remembered to do your homework and dress cutely for me. Your next bit of change? Not thinking so much. And I know you'll be able to do it. You've impressed me so far. Continue making me proud, darling. Coming along so nicely, darling. I can't wait to see your final form. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Feel yourself starting to come up. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. You aren't going to come up all the way. I like having you hazy and happy. You seem better when you don't think so much. That's my responsibility now. Just like you're my responsibility, doll. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. That's good. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Start moving your fingers and toes around. Start to regain feeling in that body of yours. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. I want you to be able to move your body and go about your day as you need. But it will be a little bit harder. You'll find yourself forgetting things. You'll find yourself wanting to ask me for advice. That's how it should be. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. You're doing such a good job for me. A few more times. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. You feel yourself getting lighter. Just follow my voice. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Good, good. One more time. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Good. How are you feeling? It seems no worse than usual. That grogginess you're feeling is to be expected. After all, we dive into things like your subconscious. That's gotta be really taxing for your brain if you think about it. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Everything you're feeling is completely normal. If things start to change for the negative, that's when I would text or call me, though. But you've come such a long way since your first session a few days ago. You have. I can see that you're getting more comfortable with the idea of giving up control to others. I think by your seventh session, you'll have no problem delegating duties to others. Oh, come on. You can roll your eyes all you want, but I believe in you. I'll see you for your next session, right? Awesome. It's a date. See you tomorrow, and don't forget your homework.